Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Tuesday, the 12th of March. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. Keen listeners to this podcast would have the impression that I'm an old school person. Well, let me try to keep up with fashion and use some internet buzzwords today, such as trending. In finance, one of the highest trending words must be Trump, or Trump versus Biden. Now, with Nikki Haley opting out of the race, it will be Trump versus Biden again for the presidential election on the 5th of November this year. It's very important to look at how this may influence potential policies. The key underlying theme is the US will continue to turn more protectionist whoever wins. Biden's campaign promises do not suggest a new direction on US trade policy, but likely an intensification of measures aimed at reducing unfair practices. Trump's campaign suggests further disruptive challenges to global trade, including 60% tariff on China, a universal 10% increase in tariffs on all trade partners, and a reciprocal tariff act that imposed tariffs on trade partners on a one-to-one basis. In particular, the EU's hands are tied to respond to any trade war actions because it is highly dependent on US energy imports. Now, if Trump does win, he is likely to lower corporate tax rate, which would be bullish for corporate profits in isolation, but probably not able to impact real investment growth. The other key area of focus from Trump is on tightening immigration, which is negative for labor force growth. How risky assets would react under Trump victory would, to a certain extent, depends upon the sequencing of the policies. So an early legislative priority of immigration over tax cuts, alongside a rapid imposition of new tariff, would be the worst order for risky assets. Now, over the horizon, a second Trump presidency is more likely negative for economic growth and investment returns. Beyond the initial one-off effect on earnings from a lower corporate tax rate, the emergence of a fiscal risk premium in the US Treasury market during a second Trump term cannot be ruled out. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the go on our website or click the link in the description.